If you join a cult, they'll do anything for you to keep you there. Or an ism. If you join an ism or a cult, they'll do anything to help you, to keep you in the box. I guess you could play them like a fiddle. If you pretended to be in their box, you could just get whatever you want, change boxes every time. And I actually seen people do that. I actually was married to one. She'd play the Baptist box. She'd play the Pentecostal box. She'd play the Methodist box. And she got everything. She's probably a millionaire by now. I'm pretty sure she's a millionaire by now. And so, if you play inside the box, the cult, but you play by their rules and you stay in bondage and slavery, because if you think outside the box, they're going to abort you. If you stay in the box, think about a woman's box, they like that. But if you start to be independent, an independent thinker, they're actually going to abort you. Really. You think I'm joking? I'm serious. I don't care what kind of box it is. You start to think outside the box, you will be kicked out. You will be ostracized. You will be stepped on. You will be persecuted. You will be left high and dry. You will be thrown under the bus. 100% fact, Jack. But if you stay in their little box, they'll take care of you. Everybody's in their culture box. It's a big box. That's a really big box. It's hard to get out of that box. The only way you could get out of that box is if you live in, let's say you moved to China for 3 or 4 or 5, 6, 7, 10 years. Then you moved to Japan about 10 years. Then you can think outside that box. But that culture box, the only way you're going to break the culture box is realize you can apply the Bible truth everywhere. If you want to have a job, you better play the game. You got to stay in the box. While you're there, play the game. You don't have to, it don't have to be your box when you leave, but you, when you're there 8 hours, play the game. It's their box. They created it. It's not who you are, but you play act. And if you think that's wrong, just wait a few years. You'll see what we're talking about, because I know people that don't even understand the boxes, but they know that they play the game to stay employed. You keep the smile. Yes, sir. Sir. You say wash that toilet, clean that toilet? Okay, I'll clean the toilet. You say sweep up that junk? Okay, I'll do that. Which is not a bad thing, because you got to do it at home too, but unless you got servants, you know. But the point is, while you're in a box, a culture box or whatever, you can still be free. The ideal thing is to get out of box, every box you can, create your own little box, and worship God inside that box. Because this place, Amazon shipping box, your car's a box, your apartment's a box, your mobile home's a box, your house is a box, your room is a box, your bathroom's a box, you're birthed out of a box. The only way out of the box is spiritually and mentally and emotionally. So when you tie into a box, you're going to have some trouble. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. So every human being is born from a box and splits the matrix and comes down here into this ridiculous place. And then you're trying to get out of it. You try to perform in it. You try to make it work for you. Then you try to get out of it. And then when you realize you can't get out of it, you figure out how to go with the flow. It's really an amazing process, to be honest with you. The internet should have taught everybody this lesson, and I don't think everybody's learned the lesson yet. So when you got the internet, you could see into other people's worlds or their life or their whatever. And so a lot of times that people said, oh, their life is great. Their life's, I wish I was in it. But then as your time goes on, you realize their life's just as boring as yours. And you might as well enjoy your little world. Your little space, your little cube, your little movie theater. Movement of E is movie. The movie's right in front of you. It's the movement of the spirit. And so you realize, hey, I don't need anything out there. I don't need anything in another city or another state or another place. I got everything I need right here, right now. Same grass, same dirt, same water, same birds, same trees, same wood, same everything. I don't need to go anywhere. I got it all right here. You learn to be content where you're at. That's what the internet should have taught people. Because the internet allowed you to see other people supposedly having a great life, but you have a lot of times a better life than them. But they'll never let you know. They don't have any peace. They don't have any joy. They don't have any truth. How can you be happy without absolute truth? How can you be happy without joy from above? How can you be happy without peace in the inner man? If you don't have peace in the inner man, what is there? What else is there? I mean, really. Peace in the inner man. Truth in the inner man. Joy in the inner man. The internet should have taught everybody by now, because it's been around long enough, should have taught everybody that what's happening over there is no better than happening here. It's actually the same fractal reality. What's happening over there is happening here. And you can make, let's say somebody's made something over there happen. You can make it happen right here. It is happening somewhere right here. If it's happening over there, it's happening here in a one way, shape, or form. T-H-E-R-E is no different than H-E-R-E, except with the T. And what is the T? The cross. It's a projection from the cross. Here, there, where. Wherever, hereever, thereever. It's all here. It's all here right now. Here and the now. The now, the here and the now. So what happens is when you collapse the wave function, you tie into a box down here. You tie into a box. You limit your opportunities. But in a way, that's okay, because at first, it's like, if I tie into a box, I limit my possibilities, because there's unlimited possibilities. Now, there is a way to just disconnect and open up all the other doors, right? You disconnect. So let's say you tie into something down here and you collapse the wave function to that particular situation, person, thing, whatever. Just disconnect and uncollapse, and then all possibilities show up again. If it's not working out for you, just step out of it. It's that easy. It's really that easy. It really is. I mean, it's so easy. It's not even funny. But we have all these strings from the culture, from the bloodline, from the boxes that you never cut the strings, the apron strings. I think that's what they call it when somebody's never cut the strings from their mom or their daddy or whatever. You never cut the strings, so you don't understand the freedom to be able to do that, that you can just change boxes, change realities anytime you want, if you wanted to. But everybody gets comfortable. This is why people go through their midlife crisis and all. And this is why it's good that the economy collapses every so often, because everybody gets comfortable in their little job or their little career until it all crashes and burns, and they got to learn a new trade, learn a new skill, and have to do something else. So the crash and burn forces you to expand yourself, your mind, your inner self, you know. So when everything crashes and burns, that's the opportunity to grow, to step outside of what you're used to. There's something bigger out there, but the purpose of seeing the bigger is to realize you had it all to begin with. And you didn't have to be in strings like a puppet. You can be free no matter where you're at. So the purpose of seeing the big picture is to be able to set your, to realize you're free to change wherever you want, but you can stay where you're at and be free. You don't need to be go anywhere else to be free. Unless you're living with a narcissist or a psychopath, that's a different story. No strings on me. No strings on me. People think they can do it. I've seen it my whole life. They think they can hog tie me or put a string or something like that on me and put me in some kind of identity that they want. But it just never worked. And what happens to them? They all fade away. They all just fade away. You don't fit our box. You need to conform to our box. Are you paying me? No? Well, I'm not conforming. Are you paying me? Yeah, so I'll do it for 8 hours, but after that I'm done. I'm back out of the box. I have no identity with this 8-hour shift. I have no identity with this place down here. Your identity's in Christ, has nothing to do with this place. Set your affections above. I have no identity down here. My identity's in Christ. And so that's how you escape the box. And if you need to change boxes, because it's all a cube system. It's a man-made AI flesh mind program, and it just repeats every day. It's a 666 cube flesh mind, inverted pyramid, upside down system. And when you're outside of it, you still got to walk in it. But it's not who you are. It's not really where you belong. It's not even your home. If your home's above, it's not down here. This is all simulation anyway. So, just like with these computer games, they can create their own little world, right? So, with Second Life, they can create their own little world, their own little box world, and people can come in and walk through it and hang out. And so if you go into Second Life, create your own little world, people can come through and visit and hang out. They can stay or they can just pass through. And that's what this place is. Just hang out for a while, visit for a while, and just keep on moving. That's what this place is. Don't tie into anything down here. As soon as you do, you're going to get the rug pulled out from under you. If you have your heart strings down here, they're going to be turned and twisted and wrenched and just torn to pieces. But if your heart strings above, it don't matter what happens. I know it sounds mean. It sounds kind of mean, but it's not mean. It's the truth. It's reality.